Parshas Bahar B'chukosai, the parsha start at the beginning of Bahar with the mitzvah of Shemitah. Ki savoy wel oretz asher ani noisim lachem v'shov so oretz Shabbos l'Hashem. There's a chiyuv v'shov so oretz Shabbos l'Hashem, not to work the land. Shabbos l'Hashem, Rashi says, k'mori shenemar l'shem Hashem k'shem shenemar b'mayis bereishis. Just like it says b'mayis bereishis that it's l'Hashem, so too we find by Shemitah, Shabbos l'Hashem. The question is, what's the connection b'chlal between the Shabbos l'Hashem that it says by Ma'aseh Bereishis and the Shabbos l'Hashem that it says by Shemitah? Kilu Rashi is being medama the two. The same way that it says Shabbos l'Hashem by Ma'aseh Bereishis, so too it says it by Shemitah. What's the connection? So Rav Volbe says that we can understand that with the Ravid in his Akdama to the Bali HaNefesh. Very interesting, if you have a chance to look at it. The Ravid in his Akdama to the Sefer Bali HaNefesh, which is on Hilchos Tairo, he writes as follows. He says that there are many, many mitzvahs that are all for the same purpose. What's that purpose? L'man yeda ha'odom ki yesh lo yibore ha'moish al olof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs so that we should be cognizant of the fact that there is a Creator who rules over us and He's manig us and He created us and He does what as He wishes. V'meil HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us kama v'kama mitzvahs that we should always be aware and acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Moishel, is Moishel on us. He says, for example, and he gives a list of them, he says it actually specifically in conjunction with the Matanis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person. He gives a person a Sada, he says, he gives him a field, he says, you know how many mitzvahs you have with a field, you're not allowed to be Chirish, you're not allowed to plow the field with Klaim, Shor V'chamar Yachtov, you're not allowed to plant the Klaim. There's a din of Trumas and Maestros, like a Chichum Peo. There's a din of, in your clothing, Shatness. There's a din, even in the, after you finally grow this, even with land, the first years, I'm sorry, back in the, by the Sada, it says there's a din of, there's a mitzvah of Shemitah, there's a mitzvah of Orla, there's a mitzvah of Ravai. It's all that a person should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari. You want it? We planted trees last year, and we have nectarines growing on the tree. My son says to me, "Chaval, that we should just take all these nectarines and throw them in the garbage can." So that's what the mitzvah of Arla is that the first year is you want to eat it. No, you can't eat it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the bury. It's not yours. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's. That's an akuda. That's an akuda of tzitzis. He says that with your begadim. I remember once I was learning with a Baal Tshuva. And he asked me, it's one of the specific reasons why I enjoyed learning with Bali Tshuva, is because they ask you the very simple questions that maybe you never really took the time to think about. Like, what's Kiddush Levana all about? I remember one of them asking me. He asked me also, why do we wear a talis during Shachris? So, the Derech Hashem, the Ramchal and Derech Hashem, he's actually Mesiachas to it, and he when he's talking about Tzitzis, and he says that Tzitzis is Batsem. It's the brand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like a Aldrin brands his Eved with his insignia, this is my Eved, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is branding us, we're wearing his clothing. You gotta wear the clothing of the servant, the slave wears the clothing of his master. So, Tzitzis is the clothing of our master, and specifically at the time of Shacharis, when we makabel Omach HaShemayim, we're showing that by wearing a talis, that we're enveloping ourselves and wrapping ourselves in the clothing of the servant, that we're being mishabed ourselves and subjugating ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're his Eved, and we're wearing his begadim. We're surrounded by his begadim. It's the inyan of pinim peter b'chamor. That's the inyan of b'chor giving it to the kohen. That's the inyan of the, he says, milo. It's that on your body also you're not in charge. Nido, the dini ledo. That even with your wife, you have to realize that there are times that it's not up to you to decide. It's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is all tali in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's the Moishel. And it's all for the same reason, like the Ravid says, L'man yeda ha'odam ki yesh lei b'rei ha'moishel olav. Memela says, Rav Volbe, that's the same thing when I get to Shemitah and Shabbos. Shabbos is also one of these, he says, actually the Ravid continues there, he says, also Lishmor Shabbos v'yomtif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos Yom Tov to realize that today you can't work. Today you can't do any of the malachas which are all malachas of bria, of creating. You're not the bria, you're not the one to create. You have to laws up. You're not the one that's in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Moishel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the bria HaMoishel Olav. And one day a week we have to be aware of that. It should be the entire day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Moishel and we're not in charge. And that's the Inyan Shmita. The Inyan Shmita is that this year you can't plow. This year you're not going to... All the food that's going to grow is going to be hefker. It's not yours. It's not going to be Rebbeinu Shlomo's. And he decides what happens with the food. He decides when you're allowed to plant. He decides when you're allowed to harvest. He decides what you do with the food that grows in your field. Mameila v'shav sa'aretz Shabbos la'Hashem is just like Ma'aseh Bereishis. The nekuda of Ma'aseh Bereishis is kisheishis yomim osa Hashem as Hashemayim v'sa'aretz yomim shvi'i shavas v'nafash. The Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and Shabbos is the day, which is the Shabbos Vayinofash, but it's the reminder of that 6 days of Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu was the Bari. And on Shabbos, we also have to be Vayinofash, to be makir that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who created the world, and it's not us that created the world. And we can't do any malachis, which are malachis habrio. So to Vashmita, we have to realize that we're not in charge, and we have to refrain from all the malachis of Shemitah. Come to us that really all these things, even though Shemitah is not such a common mitzvah, but fact that it's only once every 7 years, it's only in Eretz Yisrael, it's only for people in Eretz Yisrael that have a field. So how many people already is in a get to? Certainly for them that it is in a get, it's certainly a big mesiras nefesh to give up the entire year. For most people, it's not so common. However, Shabbos is very common. Shabbos comes every week, and Shabbos should be a day that's a hakara that at least it's something that we should be thinking of, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari, we're not in charge. And that's really something which is shaykh to all these mitzvahs. Shaykh to the mitzvah of tzitzis, shaykh to the mitzvah of talis, when you put it on in the morning, to take it. Each time that we have one of these mitzvahs, each time where it comes negeh, hechaz nido, comes hechaz leido, comes where all of these mitzvahs, it's an opportunity to think, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari. Sometimes it's not so easy. But nevertheless, it's a OFG, opportunity for growth. I just saw an interesting story this past week. Somebody sent out an email. Rav Nissel sent out an email that it should be a zchus for Chaim ben Yamin Mordechai ben Ido, who has corona. He should have refuah shleima, saying that the story happened with this fellow. That he was in Harnof, Rav Nissel, and he was pulling out of shul with his car, and somebody hit into him. Because of Baruch Hashem, nobody was hurt. He gets out of the car, and he meets this Chaim ben Yamin Mordechai, who says to him, somebody that he recognized from the community. And he says, OFG. So Rav Nissel says, What's OFG? So he says, OFG stands for opportunity for growth. He says, Rav Nissel said he took responsibility for what he did, and he realized it as an opportunity for growth. And yeah, it's not geschmack, and certainly if he's the one that's going to have to pay, but realize that now we have an Isayin, now we have something, it's an opportunity for growth. Now we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling me that every time that we have one of these mitzvahs, that we have Shabbos, that we have Tzitzis, that we have Talis, that we have Nida, that we have Shatnis, we have whatever it is, they're all opportunities for growth. In other words, a Hakara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari. And that's really why all the brachas, Mei Brachas B'chol Yom, is all for the same purpose. Is all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari, and we're not in charge, and he's Pekeach Ivrim, and he's Malbish Arumim. And that's what all davening is this Hakara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and it should be again and again. The question is, we go through the motion so many times, how many times do we actually think about it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari Elam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's in charge. Each time, it should be an opportunity for growth. Shabbos is an Nekuda that it's opportunity to recognize, yes, the reason why I'm stopping everything that I'm doing is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari and he's the one that's in charge. And it's also very reassuring when you know that he's in charge, so then he's the one that calls the shots. We're in his hands. It's also l'te'eles to think about it. And it's mechazik de'emuno, and it does wonders for our emuno bitochen and for our entire life. There's another nekuda that I heard. Shav Zaretz Shabbos la'Hashem, I heard in a shmooze from Rav Matisyahu Salman 20 years ago when he came to Eretz Yisrael, and I think it was probably this parasha, Parashas Bahar, and he spoke in Ezra Stereo, and I went and he said as follows. He says, what's the Shav Zaretz Shabbos la'Hashem? K'moy Shenem Rav Maisa Bereishis. So he said, the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, he says that the Shivim Shnois Golos are connected to the Shivim years of Shemitah that Klal Yisrael Mevatel in Eretz Yisrael before the Churban. Rashi actually brings it down in Bechukosai, Oz Tirta Eretz Shav Seho, that Rashi speaks it out, he makes the Cheshbon of which years it was. But if you make a Cheshbon, it comes out that there's between 400 and 500 years that Klal Yisrael were not Shemir Shemitah. It's mind-boggling. We're talking about the Gedolei Olam, the people that lived at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the people that lived in the time of the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean that they weren't Shemir Shemitah? They didn't keep the mitzvahs, the Pashtun mitzvahs they didn't keep? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Ken Zayin, the pshat is that Zichr, they did keep the mitzvahs. They didn't work the land. They weren't Chirish and Zereah on Shemitah. For sure they did it. They kept the Gufa mitzvah, but they didn't keep the Ruach of the mitzvah. The whole purpose of the Shemitah is that Shav Saras Shabbos LaHashem, that you take a break, K'moy Shnemer V'maisa Bereishis, just like it says by Shabbos V'maisa Bereishis, that take off from your Avodah. That's it. Now this is a day that is supposed to be L'Shem Hashem, like Rashi says. It's supposed to be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Spend the day, instead of working, take off every week and stop, catch your breath, and realize that there's a purpose to this welt, and it's not just to work. And you should take a day to spend immersed in Avodas Hashem, in Tefillah, in Avodah, in Limud HaTorah. That's what the purpose of Shabbos is. And that's the purpose of Shemitah is also. It's to take off a year every 7 years and be makir that there's a purpose more than working the ground, and we should spend this year in Avodas Hashem. So in Echanami, they kept the letter of the law, but they didn't keep the spirit of the law. They didn't keep the spirit of the mitzvah, the ruach of the mitzvah, which is that they should have spent that year. They took off the year, but what did they do during that year? They should have taken off that year and spent it shakua in Avodas Hashem, ligging and learning in Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. And that was what was lacking. In Echanami, they kept the mitzvah, but they were missing the purpose of the mitzvah. The Meila Kum Tois, right, like we said, Shemitah is not so common. However, the purpose of Shemitah is, like Shabbos, and Shabbos is common, is to take a step back and realize, why am I here? What's the purpose? What's the default when I don't have work? What am I going to do? What's my default? My default should be the purpose of why we're here. And that's Avodas Hashem. That's learning to take off the time. And yeah, it's also a time to spend time with the family, which is not always a possibility during the week. However, there's also, it should be a time which is a person uses, maybe he should have a special limud for Shabbos, special person uses for his Avodas Hashem. And this is not just this, it's any time, it's not just Shabbos, it's any time that a person doesn't have work, that a person is off. What's his default mode? Is his default mode that he kicks up his feet and he pulls out a newspaper and sinks into the newspaper, or any other method of media that keeps a person busy? And what's his default? Where's his default? Oh, when I have time, then I'm going to spend it with Avodas Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, I saw now that during this tkufa, that there's a lot of people that don't have work. And both people, I sent out an email to alumni here in Eretz Yisrael and in America. And people responded to me. And I said that anybody that doesn't have work and is looking for something to do is invited to join us. And I got a number of people that took me up on the offer here in Eretz Yisrael, in America, want to join, listening to the Chaburas. It's amazing to see it. I gave a shiur actually on a virtual Yarchei Kala that they have that's going around. I don't know exactly where it is. I don't even know where it's. It's in a bunch of different countries, a bunch of different states. And one of the alumni says to me, "Oh, it was nice to see you again. What's he doing there?" Yeah, he has extra time off. Business is slow. Spending time learning. It's tremendous to see it. And Baruch Hashem, this is really the nekuda of the bottom line. What's the default when we're not busy with other things, when we can take a break, when we don't have so many things that we're not running from place to place? What's our default? What are we doing? B'shav sa'ar et Shabbos LaHashem, our default should be Avodas Hashem Yisbarach.